I'd like to speak about something, a parasha that we're all familiar with the narrative, but I'd like to speak about a little bit of a different Havana in some of the narrative and story that we are used to, a deeper meaning. As we know, there's a fascinating story towards the end of the parsha, with the obvious question that many mafarshim deal with, this connection and ava that Yitzchak had with Esav, as the Torah at the outset portrays to us that Yitzchak ohev es Esav kitzayid befiv. A lot to speak about what that actually means, what that actually represents. But everyone likes to talk about this week's parasha, how Yitzchak missed the boat. Now Rivka really saw things clearly. But the real question is, assuming that that's correct, and whatever the explanation to that is, there's a lot of lack of communication in this week's parasha. Lack of communication between Rivka and Yitzchak, which the Netziv already speaks about. But I think there's also some lack of communication between Rivka and Yaakov. Rivka, the mother of Yaakov, that tells Yaakov at the end of this week's parasha to do something that he's very apprehensive about, that he's very unexcited and very worried and very anxious to perform. And yet there's something that was glaring to me that was missing in the parsha that I think could have solved and resolved a lot of issues. As you view, as you read this parsha, this story, when Rivka is overhearing the conversation between Yitzchak and Esav that he should bring karbonos, that he should bless him lefnei Hashem. So as we know, Rivka overhears this. And she calls over her son, her child that she adores, Yaakov. V'rivka amar le'Yaakov, no, she said to her to Yaakov, her son, le'mor, hini shamati es avicha medaber al Esav achicha le'mor. I overheard your father speaking to your brother, Esav. Bring me food, and I will bless you in front of Hashem before I die. Now Rivka says, listen to me, son. To what I command you. Speaking strongly, firmly. Netziv writes, don't think this is an Eitzah Tova. I'm not advising you that you should do this. This is what you're going to do. Lechna el atzoin v'kachli misham shnei gdiya izim, and take two shnei gdiya izim. Where do we have shnei gdiya izim, Rabbi Yisai? Yom Kippur. Where else do we have shnei gdiya izim? Where else, Rabbi Yisai? In what festival do we have shnei gdiya izim? So the Mefarshim say that it might be referring to the two Karbanos on Leil HaSeder, the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga. So there's different Midrashim, Stiras, whether or not tonight was Pesach or tonight was Yom Kippur, and the Kedushas Levi writes that it was both. It was both. It was all the, the Kedushas Levi has a fascinating mimer, the Avos Kodem Matan Torah, that Zman was dependent on what, on the Hisiris that they were feeling. So there could be a moment of Yom Kippur and a moment of Pesach within two moments, and it's not necessarily a steer from one to another. That's what the Kedushas Levi writes about the Avodas of the Avos before Matan Torah. But that's not what I want to talk about. Ve'ese aso matam la'avicha kasher ohev. Ve'vese la'avicha, and you should bring it for your father, va'ochel ba'avur asher yivarechecha lifnei moso, so that you should be the one who's blessed. Yaakov obviously not directly being instructed that he's basically filling in for Esav. But Yaakov is a smart guy that he is. Says, one second, there's a conversation between Yitzchak and Esav, and you want me to be the one to bring the food. Yaakov doesn't ask that straight out, but Yaakov says like this. Ayomer Yaakov al Rach, Ima. Yaakov turned to his mother, Rivka. I don't know, Rivka, sorry. Esav achi ish sa'ir. Va'anoichi ish chalak. Yaakov says, Yitzchak is different. Yitzchak has hair, and I am smooth. Well, and Esav has... I'm missing up a lot of names here. Esav has hair. Esav is sayer, v'anoichi is chalak, and I'm smooth. Why is that the way he presents his issue, his apprehensiveness? So we all understand that probably what he's referring to is that I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get hacked. And what he means is I'm uncomfortable because I don't want to get caught. If the plan would work, so in a chanami, I'd buy into it. But I don't want to get caught in the act. What if the teacher sees people in the back row during the test? Ulai yumusheni avi. Maybe my father will touch me and he will recognize that I don't have the skin texture that the appropriate person has. I'm not an Isayer. I'm chalak, I'm smooth. And this will ultimately end in a curse and not a blessing. Basically, we always understand it as I'm gonna get caught. Right at this point, Rabbi Yisai, does Rivka have a solution for Yaakov's... What's Yaakov's main issue, Rabbi Yisai? What part of his body, what is bothering him, Rabbi Yisai, Yaakov over here? Where does Yaakov think that he's going to get caught? It's not going to be in the eyesight, because Yitzchak, patechahena inev leros, right? It's fascinating that it's not going to be in the voice, which the Ramban already raises, Rabbi Yisai. Why wasn't Yaakov concerned that Yitzchak would pick up the fact that you sound like Yaakov?
Maybe they sound the same.
Says the Ramban, maybe they sound the same. Maybe you see from here that they have the same pitch and they have the same type of voice. A kol kol Yaakov might be the way that he spoke, not necessarily the tone. I don't think that Yitzchak was being meshaveach that he had a good voice. Chara means, like the Mefarshim explained, that what he does with his kol. You could have a gorgeous voice, and unfortunately, you know, like as Chazal tell us, some people are blessed with a voice, but they don't use it for right things. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a good voice, then you're supposed to use it in order to inspire and in order to connect people to Avodas Hashem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a voice, not to show off and not to sing the wrong stuff. Rabbi Yisai, so what? But on a basic level, Rabbi Yisai, what was Yaakov nervous about? Where was Yaakov anxious about being caught? Ulayi mushin, achi sa'ir, va'anochi chalak. I'm smooth. So at this point in time, if I was writing the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, and Rivka realized that my son is very, very nervous, what should she say? Does she have an answer? Does she have a plan? Does she have a strategy? Everybody say, yeah, what is it? Put the hair on. I have clothing for you. Mommy bought you a new sweater in TJ Maxx. Don't worry, there's a solution. Relax. You're not going to get caught. Mayer Rabbi say Yaakov is schwitzing me this Hayemis. Ulayim Hashini Avi, I'm an Ishcholik. It's not going to work. This plan doesn't make sense. I'll go along with a plan that makes sense. Silence. Nothing. Nothing referring to the Begadim. Nothing referring to the Big Day Sayer. The whole plan of the sweater that mommy bought. Why? Vatoymer Loyimo, his her mother said, Alai kilascha bni. Achshma bekoli v'leich tachli. It's all on me. I'm taking responsibility over here. By the way, there's a beautiful part of the grill in the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Sack, parenthetically, on Alai kilascha bni, that Rivka was referring to all of the tzaras that Yaakov is going to face in his life. Alai, as Rashi Teva says, the Vilna Gaon, Ayin Esav Lavan Lamed Yud Yosef. Alai kilascha bni. I take responsibility. Alai kilascha bni of everything you're going to face. Ach shma b'koyli v'leich kachli, but listen to what I'm saying and go take it. But you say, Mommy should have just said, I have a plan. Mommy should have eased his anxiety right there and said, it's going to work out because I bought a big day seder. Why didn't she tell him? What happened? Vayelech, vayikach, vayav, liyima, vatasim, omatam, kasher, ayav, aviv. They just start implementing the plan. Vatikach, rifka, es big day esav bno. Then without telling Yaakov, Rifka goes over and takes the clothing of Esav. B'no ha'gadol ha'chamudos ha'sher ita b'bayis, that is with her in the house, v'talbish es Yaakov b'no ha'kadosh. And she dressed her son. So she had an option. She had a strategy. But she never told him. There's oris g'di ha'izim elbisha al yodov v'al chelkas tzavarov, and she put it all over his body. V'titin es matam es lechem ha'sher asav y'al Yaakov b'no b'yav v'yalov v'yomer aviv v'yomer neni. And then Yaakov goes in, dressed up as Esav, with the food ready for the bracha. And as we know, Yitzchak and Yaakov have this conversation, this complicated conversation. And then finally, Rabbi Yisai, once Yitzchak goes in to bracha, to be mevarachim, Vayomer lo Yitzchak Aviv, and Yitzchak calls over to his son, Shana, please come close. Ushkali bni, and kiss me. Vayigash vayishachu. And he approached him, and he kissed him. And then the Torah, the Aliyah, ends with the following. Vayorach esreach bigodov. How does the whole bracha end? With a smell. Vayorach esreach bigodov. He smells what, Rabbi Yisai? He smells his clothing. Okay. Smells his clothing. Sounds like what? Something's going to go. And what happens? After he smells his clothing, vayivorcheh. And he blesses him. Vayomer and Yitzchak says, Re'ei Rieach Bni Kireach Sode Asher Berchu Hashem. Look, you should see that the smell of my son with these begodim, which Rabbi Yisai are not his, are like the Reach of the Sode. Rashi says the Reach of the Sode, which field? The Reach of Gan Eden. Asher Berchu Hashem, that is blessed by HaKadosh Baruch. What we expect to be the point in time that everything gets chapped, that he's now focusing on these special begodim, that was the duper, is actually what enhances the bracha in the culmination of the story. And Yitzchak says, ah, anachas ruach, such a beautiful smell, a smell of Gan Eden that's blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he blesses him in the last pasuk. Why didn't Rivka tell him? Why didn't Rivka ease his nerves, his anxiety, if she had this plan all along of how to dupe Yitzchak and to trick him, to make him look like Esav, which is what the begodim we all learn are for? And why is that those dupers are the actual culmination of the parsha, which Yitzchak approves of and blesses through the begodim themselves? Rabbi Yisai, you read the last pasuk of the bracha of Yitzchak, and you're kind of like, oh, he's blessing through the clothing that are not even ours. It's like we got a fake bracha. It's like you have a fake ID to get in here. You don't get any credit. Who are you? You're taking the test for another guy. You're a cheater. Ah, Yitzchak says, ah, the begadim. Boom, Yaakov. Even if you tricked your father, it's not even going to work. Because you're only getting it through the begadim. You're a faker. The begadim are the kicker. What? This is so deflating. The begadim is the only thing that's not Yaakov's here. And that's what Yitzchak says. Ah, such beautiful begadim. And such beautiful begadim. These are big day Esav. These begadim stink. They smell. They're involved in such gross things, disgusting things that would never even enter into Gan Eden. And that's the way Yitzchak ends the parsha. Rabbi said, we have a serious problem. We have kashas on Rivka. We have kashas on Yitzchak. And we have kashas on, ultimately, ourselves. If we only got it through the begadim, we're a bunch of cheaters. We're a bunch of fakers. We don't got a bracha. Before I begin the answers to our questions, I'd like to share with you something that I found in the Chiddush HaArim that is very important to speak about in this man that we're in the aftermath of what happened 2 weeks ago. I don't want to focus on this answer. I'd like to focus on a different answer, but I can't hold back from sharing this Kedush HaRim with us, which I think is very important on its own right. Kedush HaRim says the following, basically, I'm not making this up, and Parshas told us. Vayarech Esreach Begadav, commenting on the pasuk that we just said, that Yitzchak smells the Begadim of Yaakov, of Esav, that Yaakov is wearing. Says the Chiddush HaArim very quickly, Rabbi Isai. This is referring to Kedisa Bigmar al Risham Shemasru es Nafsham al Kiddush Hashem. The Karu es Atzma mes Reach Hazeh Hirgish Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak felt that there are going to be times that there are people that are Rishayim, that are practicing their whole life, not like the classic Ovdei Hashem, and within the fold. And then there'll be a situation that they will be Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. The Karu es Atzma v'Esareach Hazeh Hirgish Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak felt that opportunity that in the last second you can change your whole status. V'zesh Amar Ra Reach Kireach Sadeh. Take a look at that Chiddush HaArim, Rabbi Yisai. Something that there's a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. That unfortunately, there wasn't only a Churban in Pittsburgh that was horrific. But Rabbi Yisai, what bothered me was also the response. And the fact that we had to have a conversation and we had to start being divisive and discussing whether or not they're Kadosh or not Kadosh. Things that Gedolim before us have already wrote tshuvas, some sefer in Yerideh as a tshuva in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, discussing this topic of people that die because they're Jewish. Rabbi Yisai, even the non-classic Jew, the Chiddush HaArim that says that's killed as a Jew, that's Meiser Nefesh, that was what Yitzchak smelled. Fascinating Chiddush HaArim, take a look at it. I don't want to focus and give the whole shmuz on that, but I didn't want to hide that the mamish touching to some of what we were going through in the aftermath of the massacre of Pittsburgh within the Jewish community. Hamevin Yov. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to deal with what Chazal darshan on this pasuk. Chazal have a fascinating drasha, and listen carefully, Rabbi Isai. This is a very important shmuz for us. Chazal have a statement in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Reish Lakish speaks about the Jewish nation. Reish Lakish Amar Me'acha Kipalach Harimon Rikasicha Afilu Reikonim Shebecha Malayan Mitzvahs Kirimon. Even those that are empty-handed, even those that don't have a lot of gasoline in their tank, even those that are not the greatest, they are Malayan Mitzvahs, the lowest of the Jews, are Malayan Mitzvahs Kirimon, right? We all know this from Rosh Hashanah night. They're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. That is what Reish Lakish is referring to. It's not important in the background of the Gemara about Jews who are careful about Hilchos Nida and are Suga Bashoshanim and make sure to put in safeguards to guard themselves from Chas V'Shalom being Nichshol with their wife during her Nida period. And Reish Lakish starts being Meshabeach Am Yisrael, that even the Reikonim, even those empty, are Malayin Mitzvahs Karib. Rab Zera Amar Mehach. Rab Zera says, Vayarech Esreach Begadov, Al Tikre Begadov, Ela Begadov. Rab Zera, in the way Rav Mendel Kasher writes, which is, I think, 100% correct, differently than Tosfos here in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin says, Rab Zera says, I want to be Meshameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael, from the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos. From the pasuk that we're referring to, that says in the aftermath of the bracha from Yitzchak to Yaakov, "Vayarech esreach begadav, al tikre begadav, ela bogdav." You should know that he smelled even the clothing. Don't read it as the clothing, but rather bogdav, those that are traitors, the bogdav. How does that make any sense? That's what Yitzchak is being mevarech over here. That's what Reb Zera is being meshabeach Am Yisrael. I understand Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is saying even those that are empty are Malayan Mitzvahs Karibo and still have Schusim. But what is Reb Zera saying? Yitzchak blessed and Yitzchak saw the traitors of Am Yisrael. So the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, based on a Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha that speaks about the koach of a Jew, the hidden koach of a Jew. Fascinating explanation of Ayarach Rizreach Begadov. He smelt the clothing. And he smelt the clothing of what? Not literally the clothing, but rather he smelt the traitors of Am Yisrael. The Medrash goes on to speak about different examples of Am Yisrael. Two distinct examples. I'll refer to one of them. Rav Yosef Meshita. Rav Yosef Meshita was a traitor. And he was helping the Roman government. And he directed them towards the Beis HaMikdash. And they wanted to repay him. And they said, go into the Beis HaMikdash and take whatever kli you want, whatever vessel you want, and you could have it as your payment, as our compensation for everything you've been doing and helping us and guiding us. And he turned on Am Yisrael, and he went in there, and he took the menorah out. And the Romans said, classic. Oh, no, 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 not that. That you can't keep. That's too expensive. So they said to Yosef Meshita after he came out of the Eichel, go back in and take something else. And Yosef Meshita says, no, I can't. I sinned. I stooped, but I hit it rock bottom. I'm not going back. And they said, go back and get your riches. And he said, no. I already rebelled against God once. I'm not going to do it again. And they said, if you don't go back in, we will torture you and kill you. And he died al Kiddush Hashem. A traitor. A bogeid. A person who his whole life was not on the right track. But Yitzchak blesses and sees that even the bogdim, even those that are traitors, have that koach to die al Kiddush Hashem and to be zeicha That's what Reb Zeira was being of Meshabeach. Reish Lakish says, Afilu Reikonim Melech Mitzvahs Karibon, even the empty ones are filled like Rimon. Reb Zeira says, even the Bogdim have this schus, have this bracha from Yitzchak, that they have the ability to hold on and to be Bekadashim Shamayim even after they turned on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they rebelled. Rabbi say this idea is the last Meshech Chochma in the entire Torah. Meshech Chochma is commenting on a piece at the end. It's called the Hadron. On the end of Simchas Torah. Towards the end of Vizoy Sabracha, the Meshech Chochma is speaking about why we lain Vizoy Sabracha on Simchas Torah and why we lain the Haftorah from Shlomo HaMelech on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, right? On the one day, yeah? So says the Meshech Chochma, I'm going to explain to you why that Haftorah is laid and why that's the culminating message as we close the book of both the Meshech Chochma and of the Torah and we finish this beautiful work. Says the Meshech Chochma, because in this Haftorah we read the Psukim of Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. Who is unique like this beautiful nation? Says the Meshech Chochma, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We stick together. We are one nation. And then the Meshech Chochma continues and says, and even the bogdim, even those traitors, even those that don't have the most beautiful smell, they are what? They are recognized and they have that beautiful reach that Yitzchak recognized in the culmination of the parsha of the brachos from Yitzchak to Yaakov. So the Meshech Chochma is quoting our medrash of the Begadav, referring to the Bogdin, referring to those that rebel, referring to those that don't necessarily seem like they're on the highest level. Yitzchak saw that even them, they have a koyach to come back, and in Mirza Hashem, they will. And just like Yosef Meshito, and just like all the other tzaddikim that were Mekadeshim Shamayim, and they died Al Kiddush Hashem, they will have the ability at the end to realize what's right, because Mika Amcha Yisrael, everyone has this koyach. But Moirav Rabbeisai, Al Derech this pshat, but a little different. The Chidush Arim gives an additional pshat to the entire story, and with this I want to answer all of our questions. Listen carefully. In the Chidush Arim, in the paragraph before the one that I read before of dying Al Kiddush Hashem, listen, there's a very small Chidush Arim. And he says the following. As many Mefarshim speak about the questions on this week's Parsha that we struggle with, what was Rivka accomplishing? Did Yitzchak really not know that it was Yaakov? Did he really know? Many different approaches to this week's Parsha. Listen to the words of the Chidush HaRim, Rabbi Isai. Unbelievable. Ube'emes. Lo hoya Yaakov tzarech lebirchas Yitzchak. Says the Chidush HaRim, Yaakov did not need the brachas of Yitzchak. Ki hu hayaroi me'atzmo. He had it on his own. He was a walking tzaddik. So what did Rivka do? Listen to what the Chidush HaRim is saying, Rabbi Isai. Rivka was not bringing in the begadim to dupe Yitzchak. Rivka did not bring in the begadim to ease the anxiety of Yaakov. And that's why I want to suggest, that's why she didn't tell him about the begadim. This has nothing to do with you, Yaakov. This has nothing to do with tricking Yitzchak, Yaakov. This has nothing to do with your concern of getting chapped, Yaakov. That's not what the begadim are about. Says the Chidush HaRim something myridic. Ach Rivka Rasa, our Bubby, Rivka Imenu, so Sheyeh Bnei Yisrael Begalos, that Am Yisrael is going to be in the exile, going to be in the Golos, going to be in those dark caves, going to be in those difficult situations. Va'oz yalbishu es bigdei Esav. And the Jews in those generations to come are going to start wearing different clothing. They're going to start wearing big day Esav. Chas v'shal. Ubir chas Yitzchok. Tamoid lohem biyomim halolu. Zok tehele gichidush harim. Rivka was not answering Yaakov. Rivka was answering the descendants of Yaakov. The years where it's not going to be so easy to be like Yaakov. Very nice, your ish tam yosheva olim. Or as Yaakov just said to Rivka, I'm an ish chalak. Things are smooth with me. I'm in a groove. Avodas Hashem comes easy to me. It's not so difficult. I wear my Yiddishkeit on my sleeve, says Yaakov. And when Baruch Hashem, my father, touches my cheeks and feels my body, he feels my tzitzis, he feels it. Ulai Mushini Ovi, I want him to touch me. Ulai, the Mirei Emes says Ulai, comes from something we want to happen, Rabbi Yisai. Pen is always perhaps in a negative sense. Ulai is always perhaps in a positive sense. Avram davening for what? For Stoim. Ulai yimtza chamishim tzedikim. Maybe, perhaps in a positive sense, something that I'm desiring. Ulai, Eliezer says, maybe Yitzchak will ultimately marry my daughter. Ulai! Why is Yaakov saying ulai? He should say pen, if it's all about getting chapped. No. I love to please my father. I seek his recognition. I love when he feels me, ulai musheni. I love when he feels me and he says, ah, ish chalak. Look at that. What a smooth child. Baruch Hashem. What a nachas. So Baruch Hashem, he's so chalak. He's not hairy. He doesn't have groovy edges. He doesn't have ups and downs. Ish chalak. Life is smooth. Ulai. Says Rivka, yeah. Yaakov, you're chalak. You're ish tam yoshev aholim. But I am the mother of all of Am Yisrael. I am concerned of every part of Am Yisrael. I am worried about every single one of my great-great-great-grandchildren that will ultimately come out, and that might not look so chalak. And that might not be so Yaakovdik, of a smooth passage through Avodas Hashem. How do I know that those children are going to have and receive the bracha of v'yitin l'cha, v'yachzer v'yitin l'cha, and you should be blessed? Those kids that are insecure with their Yiddishkeit. Those kids that are trying to dress like the other Umos HaOlam and that are pulled in every direction. But we know deep down that there is a deep koyach inside of them. Of Mika Amcha Yisrael. That even those that might dress in a different way, they are so kadosh, and they deserve the same exact bracha that you're getting, Yaakov. That's the reason why Rivka had this set of clothing. Not to trick Yaakov, Yitzchak. Not to trick him or dupe him. And not to ease Yaakov's anxiety that it's going to be a plan that works. It wasn't about a plan here. He knows you're Yaakov, like the Mefarshim say. And I'm not concerned about tricking him. Because if he doesn't, he should figure it out. But what about the people, your grandchildren, that won't look exactly like you? How do we know that they're going to be blessed? That's why you got to put on those other begun. That's why you got to put on this other set of clothing. That's what Rivka wants. Totally different approach. And Yitzchak chaps. And Yitzchak chaps. And Yitzchak recognizes. And Yitzchak, in the culmination of all the brachas, focuses on one entity. focuses on what? On the begodim. On the reach of the begodim. And on that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Lamed Zayin says, Al tikre begodov el boigdov. So on one level, Rabbi Isai, one could understand that sometimes those people that are wearing different clothing are going down a different route. And sometimes they get themselves stuck in a mud that they might be considered bogdim. And we want the bracha to be chal on them. But Rabbi Isai, I think there might be a deeper pshat over here. Who the bogid that Chazal is referring to over here? And listen carefully. Perhaps it's not the child. Perhaps it's not the kid that is wearing different clothing. Because you know what? Deep down, he's a kadosh. And he's an oivid. And he's just suffering with the challenges of the world that are not easy, Rabbi Yisai. So then what are Chazal referring to when they refer to the bogdim on this child that's wearing other begadim? Who's the bogid? Who's the traitor? Just because a person's wearing another set of clothing doesn't necessarily mean he's a traitor. Who's the traitor? Who rebelled? Who turned away? Perhaps, Rabbi Yisai, we could suggest an alternate pshat based on the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara has a discussion in Kiddushin and Daf Ches Amud Aleph in the sugya of Avodim. Gemara discusses whether or not a father who has the rights to sell his daughter and to bury off his daughter. Gemara has a discussion amongst the Tanoim whether or not he has the ability to sell his daughter after he sold his daughter once into slavery. Is there shifchus after shifchus? Says the Gemara, also the Gemara discusses, according to some Tanoim, is there ishus after shifchus? Once you gave away your daughter once into slavery, do you have the ability to marry her off again, or do you lose your rights? Marav Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully to the words of the Gemara based on the psukim in Mishpatim. Bevigdo ba, says the Gemara. Bevigdo ba. What's the pasuk? Shmos Chafalef.
No, it's not. Really not.
Yeah,
help me out, China. Where am I going? Repeat? No. No, it's
okay, where is it?
In the
second paragraph.
So Chazal have one drasha that they say, Bivigdo ba. Kevin Shapirish Taliso Aleah, when she put the beged on top of her, therefore you lose the rights. Kevin Shabagad Ba, which means you put you Pirish Taliso Aleah, which is one of the makoros, by the way, that a person who wears a talis, he only puts it on his head or wears a talis after he gets married. It's a representation of beged links to marriage. Kevin Shapirish Taliso Aleah. Rashi quotes over here another drasha of Chazal. Bechein avia me'achar shabagrad lezeh umach. Bevigdo ba kevan shabagad ba shuv ein lo zchus aleh. Once you sold her into slavery, once you gave her away, kevan she'avia machra shuv ein lo zchus aleh. Merver Abaisai. Perhaps that is the bogdim of those children that don't exactly look the way we want them to look. We often set up our dreams and we say, I'm going to have a family like this, and my child's going to look exactly like this, and they're going to wear this type of begadim, and this is the way they're going to act, and this is the way everything in my life is going to end up. And what happens when the child wears different clothing? When the child puts on different sleeves? When the child doesn't fit exactly into the painting that we presented, or that we wanted, or that we desired? What happens? Bivigdo ba! Just like the father is bug-eyed in the daughter that he sold to slavery, so do we, even without slavery, without a world of shivchos of Amma Avriya. We turn on our children. We are the traitors. Avia is the boy gay. Rivka Imenu wanted Yitzchak to be the father with her, the mother, that is going to be concerned for all those children that lose their parents, that their parents are the traitors. Because their children did not come out and exit and present themselves exactly the way that they dreamt they should be. That's not the way a Jewish child should look. And therefore I'm going to be boygate. I'm going to turn the other way. Or you're not going to be as accepted as the other kids. The begida is not on the child. The begida is on the parent. Bevigdo ba. Al tikre begodim ela boygdim. Yitzchak said, there's a beautiful child over here. Rivka Imenu is 100% right. I need to not only bless Yaakov, that is an ish tam, that is an ish chalak, but I need to make sure that all those children in the future generations of Am Yisrael know that my brachas are chal on every single child that will look different, and they should chas v'shalom never feel that Yitzchak or Rivka Imenu ever was a traitor and turned on them just because they had some difficult sleeves and difficult clothing and didn't present themselves exactly the way I perceived or I wanted them. I am with you 100%, says Yitzchak. And that's the culmination of the bracha. The Reach HaSode Raboisai, Vayaris Reach Begodov, come along Chazal and say, you know what this is referring to? One avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Which avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? The avoid of the Ktoiris, the Reach. The one avoid of the Raboisai takes the Chelbana inside, the spice that smells so bad, and said, we want you in the group just as much as everyone else. And if you're not going to join, then our Ktoiris is possible. Mi ka'amcho Yisroel. We see the value of every single child and know that they have a neshama hakadosha. But Raboisai, I don't think, like we said, the message is only for the bogdim, for donors that turn on Am Yisroel. The message is for us as the frum ones, as the one that are shomer Torah mitzvahs. This is something that sometimes is missing in our households. That child that's seeking recognition, that child that wants to be approved, that child that wants to be recognized. Ulayim usheni avi, every child wants to give nachas to their father, to their parent. And when they're struggling, so often we say, that's not the way it's supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to turn out. This is what my plan was for you. Not the child's not the biggest traitor, you're the traitor. Yitzchak says that he's a child just as much as everyone else is a child. I gave the bracha to him as well. He's the Ktoiris. He's the Reach. Don't turn on him. Don't abandon him. Make sure you're with him no matter what. Make sure he knows about his koyach. Cultivate that koyach. Extract that koyach. But he said there was a girl in Brooklyn who went off the derech. And she was involved in everything. I don't have to list all the pratim, Rabbi say. You name it, she was involved in it. And every Friday night, she would get dressed in her big day Esav. and she would take her cell phone and take all her stuff and leave Friday night. And one Friday night, her mother says, "Can I walk with you to the train?" She's shocked. She says, "Sure." And there was no conversations about maybe just stay for Kiddush, maybe just have some challah with us, just sing a few songs. The entire walk to the train was, how's it going with this friend? How's school? What else are you involved with? What are you guys planning on doing tonight? Just talk. Concern, care, connection. And this girl later was Chayzer B'tshuva and came back Baruch Hashem. And when interviewed and asked what caused her to go back, she said it was that walk. It was that talent that my mother had, the ability to be concerned, the care that my mother had, even though I knew that she hated what I was about to do. But afal pichin, she showed the love and care and dedication and interest, even though inside I knew she was collapsing. Basically, she was not a bogey to me. She never turned on me no matter what I did. That is something that we need to do, Rabbi Yisai. And although it might not be relevant right now, but Rabbi Yisai, it will be relevant in the years, the next few years. Both in Klal Yisrael, people that look different around us, but more importantly, Rabbi Yisai, even in our own home. We can't be the bogdan. We need to be accepted. We need to care. We need to be makdir the k'taris. We need to realize what Rivka and Yitzchak did. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't a dupe. Perhaps everyone knew what was going on. And there was a different and a deeper kavana to affect the future of Klal Yisrael and to teach us how to build a Jewish home, not only amongst the people different than us in our communities, but even amongst our own children. How do we, the parents, respond to that? Are we bogey in our own children? That is the begida that Chazal are referring to. That is why Rivka did not answer Yaakov. And that is why, specifically, the begida that Yitzchak say, that is what carries the bracha. The item that we think makes us not even be deserving to the bracha is actually the item that the Meshech Chachma closes his sefer with, is the most important element to focus in Klal Yisrael. That don't ever think that you are not connected, and don't ever think that those people that are different are not connected. However, Rabbi Yisai, it's so appropriate. As we enter into Shabbos Mevarach and Kislev, Baruch Hashem, a new zman. And a new zman that is so necessary, Rabbi Yisai. Unfortunately, when we're Mevarach Mar Cheshvin, we don't know how mar it will be. And to be honest, Rabbi Yisai, it was pretty mar. And we need some Yeshuas. We need Siyata Dishmaya. We need Kodesh Baruch Hu to bestow upon us, on me, Ka'amcha Yisrael, on every member of Klal Yisrael, no matter what they're wearing and how they look, the bracha. And we need to follow that bracha and include everyone and not turn on anyone and have sensitivities towards everyone. Rabbi said we need to light those lights of those people that are maybe with the puzzle shmanim, Rabbi said, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol Ashmanim and Kol Apsila Shepasul Ahadlik Lam B'Shabbos Kosher L'Neiris Chanukah. Here is the Zman to light those hidden Kaychas, those deep Kaychas that might be in other clothing in the month of Mar Cheshvan or the earlier month. Chanukah is the time to ignite those lights. Chanukah, as the Bnei Yisoskar says, is the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goynes in Chesheshes Yimei Bereishis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special siyata d'shmaya to light those lights, those inner lights, and to extract those kochos from all the Jews that don't feel it in those months beforehand and feel disconnected and feel that everyone's a traitor towards them or they themselves feel like traitors. Chanukah's a time to take the pasul shemen, to take the pasul psilos that are not kosher like the Baruch Shabbos says for Shabbos and works for Chanukah. Every child, every yid, the Navi and Shmuel calls when Shaul is asking about David Amel, who is this kid? Who is this child? The Navi says, who is this what? Anyone know, Rabbi Yisai? How do they refer to him? Not as a nar, but as a what? As an elam, ayin lamid mem. Every child is an oilam. Every child has the capacity to light up the world. And that's what Shaul was telling us. Such a child that is not going to stop, is not going to put any barriers. He could even take on what? Take on giants, on Goliaths. And he's not scared of anything because he knows he's a Yid, because he knows deep down what type of koyach he has by being part of Mika Amcha Yisroel. He's an oilam. Rabbosai, we always lay in Parshas Tomos. Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. Because Yitzchak and Rivka are telling us there are a lot of lights that need to be ignited. There's a lot of worlds that are about to get lit up in this new month of Yeshuas, of Atzolos, of Bracha. So Mirtz Hashem will take this chizuk into our lives, into our approach to the rest of Am Yisrael, into our approach to the rest, to our children and to our families. But Rabbi Yisai, also, let's take this message and inculcate it into our own lives. It's time to bring the Yeshua. It's time to light those fires. It's time to let that world, the Elam, out of its hiding. Elam, Oilam comes from Nistar. It's always hiding, Rabbi Yisai. And there's certain Zmanim that we want to reveal. The Ne'elam, what's disappearing, what's not existing. That's what an Elam is. Every single Elam, every single Nar, every single child has that Koyach. Mirtz Hashem, this month of Kislev, will bring out into fruition, into reveal this unbelievable Koyach that each one of us has. Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zeicha, Bracha, I believe that. Thank you.